Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Former Bears running back Adrian Peterson received some devastating news over the summer. His six-year-old son was diagnosed with a rare inoperable brain tumor, DIPG.
AP is a former teammate of mine, but more importantly, a good friend. I spent some time with Adrian and his son AJ, who continues to put up a strong fight against this deadly disease.
What are the units of measurement? So look on the ruler. What do you see on the ruler?
Two.
AJ was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor known as diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma. DIPG mostly affects children between the ages of 5 and 7 and makes up 10 to 15% of all brain tumors in children.
So take me back to when you first saw or when you first knew that AJ had a problem or that something was wrong with him.
Yeah, all the kids were down in Florida with my parents on vacation. I flew in that, I think it was a Tuesday night, so he was already asleep. The other kid was up. Got up Wednesday morning and noticed his speech was slurred and he was a little wobbly. Scheduled a doctor's appointment, long story, doing the MRI and CAT scan. It was like a truck hit you. When they gave us the brain tumor and the specific location of it, it was tough.
Surgery was not an option for AJ because of the location of the tumor. Instead, he had to undergo weeks of daily radiation treatments.
Did 8 weeks of that. That's finished. So now we just basically praying and praying for the best.
Peterson spent 8 seasons with the Bears as a backup running back and special teamer. At Georgia Southern, Peterson won the Walter Payton Award as the top college player in Division I AA. Peterson's worked hard off the field as well, overcoming a speech impediment. But that's nothing compared to the challenges AJ started facing back in June.
You find yourself getting inspired by him, just by the amount of courage that he shows and just how strong he's been through this whole ordeal.
Yeah, my speech impediment, you know, overcoming that, I thought that was pretty solid. Mm-hmm. But seeing the stuff he's been through the last 3 or 4 months, from not being able to swallow to being on milkshakes for a week, battling through it and steady pressing on, you know, you can't help but be encouraged.
DIPG is rare, with 100 to 150 new diagnoses per year in the U.S. and about 300 per year in all of North America and Europe.
How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing good. He's a strong kid, man. He's actually showing some signs that I never saw out of him. Motivated, wants to go to school, wants to do his homework, rides his bike a little bit. He's not an outdoor guy. But, you know, when other kids out there, he rides and comes in.
Sadly, fewer than 10% of children with DIPG survive 2 years from diagnosis. Thanks to family, friends, and faith, the Petersons have maintained a positive outlook through AJ's fight.
We move forward. You know, we got faith, man. And, you know, I got full confidence that he gonna live a long life. And may have another test come up. Who knows, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, and maybe 20 years from now. But each test, I can say we're getting stronger and stronger. And, you know, I think that's what the spiritual bond is all about. Continue to walk in faith and come closer to Him.
The way that y'all going about it is very commendable, man. And I'm glad you're my friend, man. And I appreciate your time. Really.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
I know that's tough to share, man.
Great to see AJ doing well, getting all the support from all his family and friends.
If you would like to donate to AJ's cause, please visit GoFundMe.com/AJSoars.